From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. The battle between winter and spring continues throughout the upcoming forecast, as we do get a dry day today, although it will be a bit cooler, and it won't be as nice as that day we did experience this past Wednesday. We do squeeze out a decent early spring day. Don't let your guard down, though, as winter comes roaring back this weekend as a substantial low-pressure system moves to our west. After a soggy and raw day yesterday, transient surface high pressure moving through southern Quebec allows us to briefly dry out today. Cloud cover has been stubborn to erode this morning, but some sunshine will gradually increase throughout the rest of the day. The deeper valleys and areas away from the northern mountains have the best chance to see some sunshine this afternoon and evening. Highs today creep to around normal for this time of year. They'll rise into the upper 30s to lower 40s over the valleys, with even some mid-40s coming over southern areas, which will likely see a bit more sunshine. After a short break today, active winter weather returns tomorrow, with all the precipitation types on the table. An anomalously strong low-pressure system moves northeast out of the Mississippi River Valley tonight, and then onto the upper Midwest tomorrow. Similar to more of those western storm tracks that the systems have taken this past winter, this does leave us in a bit of a warm sector through the day tomorrow into the overnight hours, allowing temperatures to become above freezing, above the surface. Before that, though, we'll see the chance of snow increase from southwest to northeast throughout the midday and afternoon hours tomorrow. A quick burst of heavy snow is likely during the onset, but it will struggle to accumulate over most valley locations, as surface temperatures will be above freezing. After any snow starts off tomorrow afternoon, there is a chance for some rain to mix in over the valleys as well. This system becomes more complex tomorrow night as a weaker low-pressure system forms off the Atlantic coast, although it will not provide the slug of moisture that we saw with the last big storm. It does mess with air temperature profiles throughout the atmosphere. Therefore, expect a mix of elevation and location-dependent rain, snow, sleet, and even possibly freezing rain tomorrow night. Any winter precipitation will have a tough time accumulating over the valleys, but a few inches of late-season snow are likely over the elevated terrain. With that being said, there is a chance for a slushy inch or two to come over the valleys, with the best chance here in the Northeast Kingdom. This storm also will create some gusty winds, likely in two rounds. The first comes later tomorrow, especially over the southern Green Mountains and western-facing slopes. Another batch of winds comes tomorrow night into Sunday throughout the whole region. A few rain and snow showers likely linger into early Sunday, but the atmosphere does gradually dry out as we head into the start of the new work week. Checking out the forecast details, this afternoon, mostly cloudy with periods of sun developing mainly over the southern valleys and south. A bit cooler, highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s with mid-40s south. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds after midnight, lows in the 20s, mid and upper teens in the cooler spots north. Tomorrow, cloudy with gradually increasing snow southwest to northeast, rain mixing in over the deeper valleys. Rain and snow becoming a wintry mix through the evening, becoming a bit breezy, highs in the 30s. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a mix of rain, sleet, and snow, possibly around an inch of wet snow over the valleys, 1 to 4 inches over mid and upper elevations, mainly north. Breezy, lows falling to around freezing. And checking out your Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, mostly ending through the morning, a few snow showers likely lingering over the higher terrain north. Breezy and raw, highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye in the Sky.